Today's topic is SEO and conversion. Increasing website traffic is only part of SEO. I write a lot about SEO, search engine optimization, and social media marketing also. You expect that, and I'm here to deliver. What I think a lot of people interested in SEO do not want to face is that SEO is a lot less about tricky technology issues and a lot more about producing brilliant marketing. The industry of SEO is ever-changing, but at the same time, many things are constant. For the largest part, the same things that mattered 10 years ago still matter today. There have been many technical changes, but the technical aspects of SEO are not as individually important as some people may lead you to believe. The technology is really just a lot of little pieces which we fit together to assist the larger cause. Early in the industry of SEO, it became popular to chase information on the latest tricks to stay a step ahead of search engines. Although there were a lot of cases where this became valuable, it seems pretty convenient that it is also used for confusing customers in order to seem more valuable. Many absurd yet popular myths about SEO, such as meta tags, still persist, even today. There is a value in understanding the technologies involved, but the truth is often less popular than myths. The truth is that search engine optimization and the value it represents is influenced a lot more by human response than by a computer. Giving people something which holds value to them has always been the most important part of SEO. This is the truth and is backed up with numbers. Providing value to customers is not just a principle of good SEO, but marketing as a whole. When you give people something of value, they are more likely to share it with others. On the internet, they often share it with links. In SEO, those links are like votes telling the search engines who should sit at the top as the president. The best SEO trick ever is to provide value to others. If you adhere to this one solid principle of providing value to others, your marketing will take a positive turn. A trick I've learned through 2 decades in the marketing business is that sometimes you must just give until it hurts. Getting everything you want may not always work on the time frame you have set for yourself. I've often discovered that this challenge simply means that you are either not giving enough value or you should have started sooner and with better research. Transforming business from good to great is not simple. If it was simple, every business would have great results and everybody would win. It is popular these days to award medals and ribbons to every kid in the race, but let's face it, that will not translate well in the world of business. We do not all get ribbons and medals. Making the best of any market means knowing which people to reach and knowing what they want. It means knowing the customer's needs and desires and knowing the best way to solve them. When you take a close look at SEO, it starts to sound a lot like marketing, which is exactly what it is. But SEO is often viewed as a technical trade. What many people are hesitant to understand is that SEO is more about producing great marketing in a very competitive atmosphere and less about geeky magic tricks. It requires an understanding of what people want, the unique ways they interact online versus offline, creating an appropriately compelling message, and being able to properly apply technology and mathematics. SEO is a lot less about programming code and geek stuff than it is about people and psychology. SEO meets the human factor. The technologies surrounding SEO can help a lot, and increased website traffic is a great thing. I certainly love watching big numbers. I know that big numbers of website visitors will always impress my clients. They really want to see those new visitor statistics because that is something they understand. What they have a harder time focusing on is that if those numbers do not inspire the conversion of lookers into buyers or convert their brief message into a lasting one, most of the value is lost. With any marketing message, there is a right group and a wrong group to deliver it to. It is easy to assume that if somebody performs a given search, that they are the right audience for you. This is not always as simple as it seems, and often leads to spending a lot of time and money learning hard lessons. Taking a stronger approach to researching your market reminds me of something my father had often advised, which is to measure twice and cut once. There's a lot less waste in that. Focusing on delivering the right message and presenting that message to the right people leads to higher conversion rates. The research to affect this result is in the top two most important roles of search engine optimizers, second to getting out of bed. Getting the research right is what tells us how to reach the audience and what they will respond to favorably. It gives us the information we need to convert website visitors from lookers into buyers. Secondarily, it tells us how to bring more website traffic based on what people are searching for. Yes, bringing the people is secondary to knowing what they will want once they get there. Why should this concept be so difficult for smart people to grasp? Perhaps it is because they are so blindsided by a lot of technical talk and SEO lies. Educating a client on the importance of increasing conversion by producing a better message based on proper research may sound like an excuse to overlook traffic numbers, right? This is not the case. More traffic is relatively simple to achieve when you are actually providing high value based on good research. The fascination with big numbers has created a culture of promoting valueless junk on the internet aimed only at bloated traffic numbers. As the importance of traffic volume over traffic value grew roots early, many businesses overlooked doing the things that actually produce revenue. This misjudgment has led many companies to underestimate the value of the internet for their business growth. They may have hired SEO services, which produced a huge volume of traffic, but then when it did not convert into revenue for the company, they lost faith. More often, they find that the SEO either did not really understand their job role, or they did not make a stand against the client's preconceptions of the SEO just being a tech job. It is easy to see how these things could make a company stop trying. Improving SEO conversion means great marketing. What can you do to convert more website traffic lookers into buyers? This is an old question that every good marketer faces. The best answer is usually in finding the right audience. It is always easier to sell a product or service if you are selling to the right audience. It is commonly accepted that good search engine optimizers who have done their research will know how to get more links providing useful and compelling content. This will create a lot of website traffic. But that does not always mean the money train is coming down the track. If they are trying to sell tractor tires to race car drivers, they may gain a lot of website traffic, but they will probably have a hard time selling tires. Good SEO also know, which I suspect a lot of people do not realize about the business function of SEO, is that they must produce reasons for those website visitors to take action and to convert into something valuable to the website owner. This may mean a sale, a sales lead, a subscriber, or whatever it is that provides value and purpose to the effort. The first step is knowing who those visitors are and what will compel them to take action. The common strategy is to get the traffic and then try to figure out why people are not responding. Traffic quality is an area where it seems that many SEO, at least the good ones, would like to concentrate on more, but they get their hands tied by the client. The client often looks to the SEO as a primary purpose of driving more traffic, but then neglect the value an experienced SEO has as a marketer and not just a part of a tech field. This can create a case where conversion is viewed as a secondary aspect of the goal and secondary to the primary of getting more traffic, which is totally backward and often a fast track to failure. You know, these are my thoughts. I'd like to know what yours are. Please add your comments at awebguy.com. Love to hear what you think. There are a lot of ways to research how to gain more audience and gain the right audience. I've written about that even just recently. Facebook marketing, pages, customer modeling, promoting, and awesomeness. It was a good article from Wednesday, the 20th of October, 2010. You might want to take a look at that and any others. I mean, the big deal is, though, that if you're focused only on generating traffic, you're probably going to miss a lot of the best value. Hope you enjoyed this. Have a great day. Look forward to hearing from you. Please add your comments at awebguy.com.